This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. AvWeb readers may recall a column by Carl Moseley last September that recounted his daring dash in a corporate DC-3 to the Isle of Pines, just south of Havana, to rescue a family that had been threatened by the country's new revolutionary leader, Fidel Castro. As Castro's forces assumed control, Moseley got a coded message telling him that the fish were biting, meaning the revolution was on, and to bring the big car, meaning the DC-3. Moseley put the aircraft down on a dirt strip on the farm of Francesco Cahigas, and among those who boarded the plane was his frightened 12-year-old daughter, Adriana. 50 years later, when her son came across Moseley's memoir in AvWeb, referring to the code word she'd remembered all those years, the memories of that dramatic escape flooded back.
Okay, believe it or not, this for me is still hard to talk about. But we were advised early January 1st by my mother that she came into our room not to go out because we were leaving the country. That was around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And we asked why, and she didn't tell us. She said, just don't go out of your room. So we stay there, and around 12 o'clock we came out. We were at lunch, and it was a late lunch. It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My father was at the table, and he said that to everybody that was there that he had a plane picking him up, and he had heard the plane go by. That's why he started talking about it. And that we were leaving, so we got in all the cars, because it was a whole family. He said that he would leave everybody together or nobody at all. And we all left together, thank God. And we went to the small airport that my father had in the farm, and we left from there. My father never believed that Castro was not a communist. So he never gave any money to Castro. And he received a telegram on the 23rd of December from Raul Castro, Fidel's brother, telling him that he was going to kidnap one of his kids if he didn't give money for the revolution. That is why we go out of the country.
Well, it seems like it was a good time for you to leave, right?
Yes, it was very good. We heard after that, after we left, and I remember that the flight was very long because we went all around the island. We didn't go through Havana, like usually it's the flight will call. You go over Havana. We didn't. We left there around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I imagine. And we arrived in Miami around 6:30, 7 o'clock that night.
Okay, well, who was on board?
My father, my mother, my father's first wife, his son with her, my brother's wife, their three children, the three of us, there were three small children that my father had, a lady that used to take care of my brother, the small one that he was 6 years old, which she's still very near us, and we still see her all the time, and this guy that he had also received a threat from Castro, and he asked the guard at the farm, you know, to let him talk to my father, and this guy, the guard, took a horse and went to the farm and asked my father, you know, that so-and-so wanted to see him and that he wanted, you know, if you were going anywhere, he was going with you, is what the guy told the guard. And so my father told him to take him to the airport, that he was leaving, not to leave him out of his sight, okay, that he was leaving, but that we were leaving, that he could leave with us. And that's the third guy that he says that he was a strange.
Okay, and so
all the details fall into place.
So fast forward 50 years, and your son is surfing the internet, and lo and behold, all comes back to you, right?
That's right. He was surfing the internet, and he sends me an email, and he says, "Mom, this is you." Is what he puts in the email. Look, the note about the fish, because he had always heard that story from us. Okay, that the fishing was good, or there were a lot of fishes, and to send the big car. So he had always heard that, and he noticed immediately because of the story that my father used to tell him, and then us, you know, that that was the same story.
And those were the code words for we've got to get out of here, right?
Right. As I understand it, I think that Mr. Mosley and the other pilot, they were at the Orange Bowl that afternoon, and they got out to get us out of Cuba.
Okay, so what's happened in 50 years?
Okay, in 50 years, we grew up, we got married, we had children, and we have grandchildren, and they're all around the United States. They have done very well.
And you've got a successful business in Miami, I understand?
Right.
And you're all U.S. citizens?
We are all U.S. citizens. And this year, on the 1st of January, I have been here for 50 years, and I can still not believe it, that nothing has happened, that everything is the same, down in my place of where I was born.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and we thank you for sharing it with us, Adrienne, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling, and thank you for replying to our letter. I think it was very emotional for me. I cried when my son sent me that, and I cried every time I read it because it's very emotional. Like I said, it's hard to wake up one day and you're one person, and then you, even though we are strong and we, you know, have come up here in the United States and we are part of the United States and all of that.
All right. Well, thanks very much for sharing it with us today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.